Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God is Bringing New Things.
Speak the word.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, he says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But I know that you probably don't think about this. Some of you do. Some of you have been taught this, but most of you I don't think have. The Bible says your tongue is sharper than this two-edged sword. And we have all been experienced that from people that have spoken to us such cutting words that they would affect us like a surgeon using a scalpel, because they would be words that would hurt, and those words would cut so deep in our soul. But God wants us to use this sword to speak His word, to speak life, to speak health. In the Amplified Bible, it reads, wield the sword of the Spirit. Wield means to use. It means to hold. It means to use. It's a weapon. It's a tool. Wield is frequently followed by the word power. And the reason why the sword is usually followed by the word power is because your tongue has power. The power is in your tongue. God's word, God's power is in His words, in other words, and that's what I'm talking to you about today. So remember, you have power, and you can wield it when speaking God's word. Your tongue acts like a sword. I prayed over my head. You know, I was telling you earlier about the migraine headaches. I had prayed over the allergies, over the depression, and yet my head still hurt. I'm sure that many of you can relate to the same thing. You have prayed over your body, whether it's your head or your stomach or diabetes or whatever you're going through, and you're still in pain. And the devil would say to me, it sure doesn't look like you're healed. You know, and I think I want to stop here and say this too, because so many people ask for prayer. They go to church and they go up to be prayed for. But if they don't see something immediately, they don't really feel like they've been healed. But you have to understand that the moment that you're prayed for, if you're prayed for in faith and you receive it, you're healed that very moment. The symptoms may linger on for a few hours or another day or so, but if you will believe in your heart, in your spirit, that you are healed and continue to thank God for it and continue to confess His word over it, those symptoms will go away. They won't have any choice. But you know, brothers and sisters, He's going to steal your healing if you let Him. In John 10:10, He says He's the thief, that He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and He wants to destroy your health. He wants to destroy your finances, your family. He's a destroyer. That's all He knows. But I knew, and that's what I'm trying to get you to understand, is I knew that I was healed. And so you're going to have to recognize and know that when hands are laid on you, the Bible says you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall fully recover. So if you've got faith, and actually, even if you don't have that much faith, but the person praying over you has enough faith for both of you, you can still be healed, Okay? Let me say this too. You don't have to have everything right in order for God to heal you. I mean, if you read the Bible, you know, when Jesus went about and he was healing all those that were oppressed of the enemy and of the devil and all those that were sick, these people, he didn't go up and ask them if they had any sin in their lives. He didn't ask them if they had it all together. No, he healed them. He healed them. But you know, I knew I was healed. I knew that when I prayed, God had healed me. So I just kept speaking God's word over it every day. And I would say something like this. I would say, God's word works and it's working. Thank you, Jesus. I am not moved by what I feel, what I see, or what I think. Like Paul said in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 24, Paul says, none of these things move me. He did not value his own life. He just wanted to finish the race. And that's what I want to do today, brothers and sisters. I want to finish my race. And I know that you want to finish it too, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And you don't have to be a pastor or song leader or whatever to be in a race, because God put us all here. We're all on this earth. He's given every one of us a purpose. And whatever that purpose might be, you've got a race to run. Friends, situations, I want you to know this, situations and circumstances, they are going to come your way. It's not that they might come your way. They will come your way. It's just a matter of time. However, I'm only moved, and this is what you need to say, like Jesus said, I'm only moved with what is written. And when Jesus was being tempted in the Garden of Gethsemane by Satan, and Satan kept telling him all these things, Jesus, though, his only answer was, it is written. One time he did say, well, it is written that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And so it is the word of God. And he said, by his stripes I'm healed. He tells us this in 1 Peter 2:24. So I said, body, in the name of Jesus, I command you to line up with the word of God, and I command you to function as God created you to function. Do the job that you were created to do. In Psalms 8, verse 6, in the English Standard Bible, it says, you have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. And I think that includes our bodies too, brothers and sisters. What am I saying here? I am saying that I am choosing to speak the word. I am choosing to speak life. We all have a choice here. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy that he calls heaven and earth as witnesses against us, and to choose life or to choose health. And it's up to us, the blessings or curses. He said you can choose blessings or you can choose curses. In other words, you can choose life or you can choose death. It's really not up to God. It's up to us what we choose. I was choosing to speak his word. I'm choosing to speak life. And there's another thing you need to get a revelation about. We're not supposed to ask. We're not always asking. We are to demand in Jesus' name. We are to speak to our mountains, because when we speak his word, God, he is performing it. You have to understand that. There's scriptures that says he is performing it. If you're speaking words of healing, then his words are bringing healing. He tells us in Jeremiah 1:12, God said, I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Praise the Lord. In Psalms 103:20, he says, praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I want you to think about that. Every time you speak God's word, the angels are there to carry it out. And so is God, according to Jeremiah 1:12. So regardless of what it looks like in the natural, God's word is working. It's always working. And I believe that that's where most Christians run into trouble and where the devil attacks their minds, because we can't see anything, as I said a little earlier, we can't see anything happening in the natural, so we don't think that God heard us. And there will be times when we will see something immediately. You know, there will be times, you know, it can't happen like that. However, I find that sometimes it may take a while. How many times, just think about this, how many times have you planted a seed and seen it come up the next day? There's very few. I don't think there's been any. And this is where faith comes in, you know, our faith. We can't see anything. But by faith, we believe his word is working, praise God. He tells us in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And in Hebrews 10, verse 38, it says, the righteous live by faith. He said, we walk by faith and we don't walk by sight.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.